broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 26th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the inspired checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the great solutions to the problems we face. A good, honest, moral people standing for liberty absolutely cannot be stopped. Why? Have you ever pondered this? Why was America the envy of the world? Why did America prosper so well? Why was America so successful, and now it just isn't that way? Any idea? The answer is because we obeyed time-tested principles. We obeyed God's laws. We simply used the checks and balances our founding fathers gave us. Most people could read. Most people understood the principles of liberty and morality. America was great because America was good, good in the moral sense. Good, honest, and wise. Were they perfect? Far from. It doesn't take perfection. Was it the majority? No. But it was a dedicated few that truly changed the course of history. We can do it again with the Great Restoration. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. Brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. You can get Carolyn's Natural Soap, 10% off, only $5.40. All right? You got two different scents available now. You got a book, Whole Body Dentistry, your complete guide to understanding the impact of dentistry on your total whole health by Dr. Mark Reiner. 20% off, only $19.76. Well, that's a pretty good year or number, huh? All right. You got all kinds of closeouts available. Limited quantity available in the book, Controlling the Human Mind. Interesting. Yeah, we're talking about Peak Performance, book by Nick Begich and more. You got Good Health Naturally products. You got a huge book and DVD sale now at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com or 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. That's 877-817-9829. We talked about Trump's claim of Vince Foster, his attack on Vince Foster, backed by new evidence. Why was Hillary trying to reach Vince Foster so frantically on the day he died? Is Hillary hiding some deep, dark secret regarding her three urgent calls on that very day? By the way, Hillary has had an incredibly lucrative speaking career. Hillary Clinton hasn't even had a job since she resigned from Secretary of State back in 2013. However, she has enjoyed an incredibly healthy cash flow, according to the New York Post. Yeah, made more money than Trump, huh? Donald Trump is going to win. This is why Hillary Clinton can't defeat what Trump represents. Salon.com, the liberal rag, believes that. Interesting. House Republicans slash IRS budget, moving towards commissioner impeachment. That's good news on one hand. On the other hand, they're just going to not give your tax returns and say, golly, it's because Congress cut our budget. The only way to really solve the problem is abolish the unconstitutional, hostile, abusive, rogue agent in government called the IRS. Shut it down today. Conservatives everywhere should help Senator Mike Lee stop big government regulation. Billions of tax dollars wasted. Mike Lee's right on that. Mike Lee's a great guy in many ways, but I don't know why he's begging me for money. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Donald Trump names Stephen Mnuchin national finance chair, according to Politico. We talked about Donald Trump surrounding himself with all kinds of hardcore political insiders. Dangerous move. Trump might mean well, but he's going to get absolutely stymied, shut down by the political insiders. Oftentimes, even when a good guy gets in office, not necessarily saying Trump's a good guy either, but making the point that when a new person sweeps in and has grand ideas, oftentimes it's the current staff, the current elements, the current status quo that stays there that makes change impossible. That's why I came up with the phrase, the status quo has got to go. All right, we talked about how one woman beat the big banks. True story about how Wall Street's mortgage fraud has unraveled. We also talked to listener TZ. Well, I guess listener TZ emailed in regarding Trump and said this. Trump as the savior? We need to appeal to someone else and just do what he asks. He's referring to the savior, Jesus Christ. Psalm 118. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Boy, do I agree with that. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. If our country was right with God, says listener TZ, we wouldn't have to choose between the lesser of evils in men. Boy, is that correct. Kurt watched a movie on VidAngel, 99 cents. He watched it edited, by the way, just make that very clear. It's called The Big Short. In 2008, there was a Wall Street guru, and he realized that, hey, the whole thing was going to just melt down. Well, he got in front of it, bet it against the housing market, got rich, threw more than $1 billion of his investors' money into these credit default swaps, etc., and got absolutely rich. I submit to you, though, that's the neat story about it, maybe, but it's the cover story. It's a true story, but it's not the real story, not the inside story. The real inside story is your government got in bed with private sector and did this on purpose to fleece the markets and to increase control over our lives. What crisis don't they take advantage of, huh? Manufactured crisis is the point. We also talked about an LDS student athlete who is suing Idaho State University for harassment. That's an interesting case. The good part is the guy stayed moral through this whole weird scenario. And I commend him for that. And that, to me, is the key to the story. We can make wise choices. You know, society wants you to believe that, you know what, males are just sexual predators and there's no way to stop it. It's just the animalistic nature in a person. That's a lie. We have a godly heritage. Our Father in heaven loves us. And he's given us guidelines and commandments. And God doesn't give us commandments that we're not capable of obeying. If we turn to him, he will help us. He will protect us. And he doesn't give us commandments that are not possible to obey. So this idea that we're animalistic and there's just no way around it is a lie. Don't believe it. That's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place yesterday. Available at republicbroadcasting.org, libertyroundtable.com, and on your Roku player. Check it out today. News the networks refuse to use now starts now. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. We have so much news to rifle through. Let's just get after it. First off, Kurt, it was about, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, we had on Scott Bradley. It was Monday, right? 3 days ago?
Okay.
And I was on the air with Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket. You were on with me, Darrell Castle was on with both of us. The first hour, mm-hmm. Scott Bradley, the second hour. Well, anyway, Scott was mentioning that, man, I got these webinars and these videos, and I have no way to really get them, to the public. And he sent me the URLs for them. Yep. But then I looked at the link, and they're just so complicated, I couldn't really convey it on the radio very easily. And I just got living. I'm like, mm-hmm. All right, we're taking off the gloves. We're done. I can't stand it anymore. Well, yeah. I want to just basically brief you on the results of that, Kurt.
All right.
So I called Scott Bradley after the broadcast and got on the phone and said, what do we need to do, man? This is crazy. And so we started a brainstorm. And I said, well, why don't we just build you a simple website, like really fast? And why don't I, Sam Bushman, take on the expense of it as my contribution to your campaign? Why don't I, Sam Bushman, put my money where my mouth is? I can talk big, but let's see if I can, like, deliver. You know what I mean? And so we brainstormed, and I came up with a URL that I think, in my opinion, typifies the point of the campaign. You know, a lot of people will say, you know what, you can't win anyway, Sam. And I say, yeah, that's true. There's two reasons to run for office. One, obviously, is to get elected. But the other one, and I think oftentimes even the more important one, is to educate, educate, educate to the true principles that we stand for, right? So I came up with a URL and built Scott Bradley a website. Me and my buddy Jay got this done. I'll tell you about it in seconds, okay?
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we're talking about this interview we do with Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate, and Darrell Castle, presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket on Monday. And I got frustrated because we just can't watch the videos and the webinars and the different things they're doing. It's just expensive for websites, and people get just stuck in the, I don't know what word to use here, the minutia of trying to get all this done and everything else. They don't have enough manpower. They don't have enough money. They don't have the, and man, I just got taken off the gloves. I got frustrated. And so me and a buddy, my buddy Jay, put this website together in support of their campaign. And I just said, look, Scott, I'll put this together for free. Just consider it my contribution to your campaign. I want to put my money where my mouth is. I want to lead by example. I don't want to just talk. I want to get it done. I want to walk the walk. And so we brainstormed, and I said, man, what would be the best phrase to use that would kind of typify or express what the campaign's about? You know, the likelihood of the Constitution Party candidates winning are about zero, right? I mean, I know that God could make it happen if he wanted to, but I'm just saying, you know, realistically, they're not going to win. However, there's two reasons to run for office in my mind. One is to get elected, obviously, but the oftentimes even more important reason is to educate people about the principles and to inject discussion points into the debates and into the discussions that really bring things back to center when it comes to constitutionality, when it comes to morality, when it comes to things, the principles, etc. It goes on and on. Ron Paul did this incredibly successfully in 2008 and 2012. If you don't believe me, discussion of the unconstitutional Federal Reserve and the unconstitutional IRS took center stage in debates for really the first time in my whole lifetime as a result. So don't underestimate the value of an educational campaign, if you will. So I thought, what would be the best phrase, the best, you know, thought process? What name could we give it? What phrase could we give their campaign that might make sense, or this website that would support the campaign? And I came up with a phrase called avaliantstand.com. I mean, that's what, in my opinion, Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley are engaged in when it comes to restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. They're on the Constitution Party. They want the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, to be utmost of importance in our minds, center to the discussions at hand, the guideline, the template, the solution, if you will, to the problems we face. Look to that guidance document for what to do, what not to do, etc. And so I thought they're involved in a heroic or a valiant stand. They really are. And they won't win probably, but they will educate. They will stand for principled, statesman-style service to their country. Okay? So anyway, I looked it up, and avaliantstand.com was available. I grabbed the domain, and me and my buddy put up a website. It's very simple right now. Don't beat us up on it, but we put it up in like 4 hours, okay? Don't knock it. And now we have this website, and we can start adding to it and building it out. Avaliantstand.com, and you can see the video that Scott did there, which is... I guess like a TV station that did an interview with Scott, really talked about the principles. There's a video there, and it's just set up the template. We'll be adding more videos and webinars that Scott does. There you got the interview that we did with Scott on Monday available, both hours to listen to. You've got About Us, which is basically the bio for Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley. You've got the main page there, which right now just has one blog entry, which is Sam Bushman officially endorses Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley for presidential and vice presidential candidates for the United States of America, and my reasons for doing so. We'll be adding more blog entries, but a valiant stand, Kurt. I kind of thought that explained what they're doing and the purpose. Are you going to participate in a valiant stand is the question, or are you just going to vote for the status quo? See, I say the status quo has got to go, and we need to vote for and work towards a valiant stand. Anyway, did you see the site, Kurt? Any thoughts on it?
Yes, I just read everything on the homepage part with the your official endorsement, and then the at the top where you can, on the left side, you can see pictures of the two of them. And, you know, the official, I suppose that's their official stationery or logo or whatever.
Yeah, it comes from their campaign website.
It looks really good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, looks really good. Then I went to the, so you've got the home section. Then you go to the radio interviews, so you can read about the, you know, of course, you can click to listen. It tells you how and the summary you put on the different 2 hours that we did
with show notes.
Both Scott and Daryl Castle. And then, I did go over and saw there's one video of Scott Bradley, Constitution of the United States is Under Attack. It says that's what the title is. I assume that's, you know, Room for More or whatever you put that in there. Then on the contact thing.
Yeah, before you go on, though, so the goal would be to expand that main page with all kinds of blog entries about who endorses the campaign, where Scott's going, where Daryl's going, where you can see them, where they're being interviewed, just updates on the campaign, press releases about policies, whatever they talk about would be added to that blog main page section. Then, of course, obviously more radio interviews would be added, more videos would be added to those sections would be the idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and when you go to the contact one, you get, I think you're moving there.
Yeah,
to
you
the
go to
Castle
the Castle 2016 site, and the reason we did that, Kurt, is because we didn't want to undermine the site. We're not trying to change who you contact, and we want people to understand that it is legitimate. It's not some different contact page with a goal to redirect traffic or anything weird. We do that for two pages, the Contact Us page and the donation page, Kurt. Because, again, we want your money to go clearly where you expect it to go. There's no game here. This is just a support site for the candidates and an easy way to focus on videos and interviews and what's happening very simply. Not necessarily a policy position, but you can see and hear the candidates way easier this way. And I think a valiant stand might be a great idea for their slogan, Gert. I'm just saying. Or the status quo's
that,
got to
along
go.
With you know? Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You're, as usual, a little faster on the uptake than I am. But anyway, I mean, it's very well done. And,
it's simple.
You, Sam.
You know, it's not super fancy.
I clicked on Join the Castle Campaign and then put in my first name, my last name, the state, and my email address. Then I put, please let me know how I can help. I will be working to help promote this idea in the best ways that I possibly can. And,
there you go. That's fantastic.
Click on submit form, you know.
And I think what we need to really do is work on getting a whole big page of endorsements going on would be a great start. And I've been talking to a few people about this behind the scenes, Kurt, a little bit right now. And what I said to people is I don't want you just to say I endorse Scott Bradley and you know, Daryl Castle or whatever. Or Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley. I ought to probably say it in the right order. What I want people to do is have a thoughtful, well-reasoned statesman approach to their endorsement. And that's what I tried to do. I'm sure I fall way short, Kurt. But what I tried to do is, instead of just saying I endorse them, I tried to really give you the reasons why that I endorse them. What research and what I did before I decided to endorse them. I've known them both personally for years. I've watched them. I'm convinced of their understanding of principles. Anyway, I kind of explain what got me there. And then I explain the reasons for my endorsement. And so I hope people take a little bit more thought into, you know what, write an endorsement that literally articulates something of value, that injects the principles and the morality and the reasons. Anyway, I tried to do that, and I'm encouraging others to take the extra time to do that as well. Because again, this is an educational campaign. This is a vote for morality, a vote for principled-based conservatives, not a neocon, not a we talk about it, not an insider that pretends one thing and does or says another. These are true blue statesmen, Kurt, that their whole lives have been dedicated to these kind of principles. At least when we say whole lives, we're talking about adult lives. I'm not saying as 5-year-olds they were writing, you know, doctoral dissertations or anything. I'm just saying, so we want to really put together cogent, logical support for them. And I tried to do that in my endorsement, and I hope others will do the same. All right, so we're talking about a new website to support the Constitution Party candidates for President and Vice President of the United States. It's called avaliantstand.com. Check it out today.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. A year ago, a fifth grade teacher from Gresham, Oregon, came out as transgender after surviving breast cancer and undergoing a bilateral mastectomy. She remains otherwise anatomically female. She had her name legally changed to Leo Sowell, but after identifying as male, she insists on being treated as genderqueer and being addressed as they rather than he or she. Most of Sowell's colleagues have done what they can to accommodate her desires, albeit at severe expense to the proper English they're supposed to be teaching their young students. On occasion, however, some have referred to her as she, lady, or Miss Sowell, and one of them expressed a candid disagreement with Sowell's belief system. All of this hurts Sowell's feelings, which can be a lucrative proposition for someone who is an accredited member of a specially protected class. She filed a complaint with the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries. This is the same administrative body that imposed a $135,000 punitive judgment on a Christian couple who declined a request to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple, and a $400,000 judgment on a bar owner who had politely asked a group of transgender males not to monopolize his Friday night business. On May 20th, a few weeks after the Obama administration effectively rewrote the Federal Civil Rights Act to include gender identity as a protected category, the Gresham-Barlow School District agreed to pay a $60,000 tax-subsidized settlement to Sowell and to enact policies intended to teach grade school students that gender identity is infinitely customizable and that the English language is subject to modification at the whims of pressure groups and the bureaucrats who exploit their grievances. During a visit to Venezuela in 2007, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz was impressed with what he called the positive policies of the Hugo Chavez regime. Chavez, according to Stiglitz, appears to have had success in bringing health and education to the people in the poor neighborhoods of Caracas. It is not only important to have sustainable growth, but to ensure the best distribution of economic growth for the benefit of all citizens. The following year, Stiglitz would be chosen as an economic advisor for a first-term Illinois senator who would go on to be elected president and succeed in implementing policies in harmony with the Venezuela-style priorities the economist had lauded. Venezuela's all but unprecedented collapse has not caused Stiglitz to reassess his views, nor has it diminished his credibility in the eyes of the Democratic Party's elite. Stiglitz is now one of Hillary Clinton's leading advisors. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I got a bunch of news items I want to kind of rifle through, so we don't want to talk about each one of them very long, but I do want to mention them. First one, Hillary sidelined as Sanders agrees to debate Trump. This is kind of an interesting twist. The presumptive nominee on the Republican side wanting to debate the, I don't know what you call it, the less likely on the Democratic side. This is an attempt by Trump to sideline Hillary and to bring Sanders up in an effort to give Hillary a greater challenge from within her own camp. I kind of think it's a brilliant strategy, Kurt. You know, it's hard for Clinton to say, man, I'm the gal, I'm the leader, I'm the nominee, when, well, Sanders and Trump are going to debate as if she doesn't exist. It's pretty wise. Any thoughts on it, Kurt?
I couldn't agree more. You know, I mean, if you're into the whole Republican-Democrat thing, which right. I'm not, but at least if you're into that, it certainly is a way that, as a Republican, Trump can kind of... torpedo that whole deal, and that, you know, I mean, if he can foment disagreements and kind of war between the two of them, hey, it's smarter, and he's pretty wise in this move, I think.
Yeah, I agree, and again, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I just found it interesting. And a pretty wise strategy.
Very interesting. I've never seen this in my lifetime that I can remember.
Exactly.
I mean, I've never seen...
But I also think it's smart, though. I mean, if I was in the race to do that, and I kind of think what we ought to do is we ought to maybe sponsor a debate between Scott Bradley and Darrell Castle, or maybe just Darrell Castle, who knows, and maybe Gary Johnson on the Libertarian Party and say, look, you guys can pretend that the Republicans and the Democrats are the only ones that matter, but it isn't true, and here's... And you know, and see if we could get some media promotion for that kind of stuff. It's a great idea. I don't have the money and time to work on it. But again, that's kind of the idea and the point to say, you know.
Yeah.
All right, next item of importance. This is interesting. There's a new research study out, Kurt, that says humans are programmed to take a nap in the afternoon. The Telegraph has the story. And Dr. Kerr is the one of the authors there, one of the people involved in the study. Dr. Kerr says workers would benefit from a 15-minute nap midday or in the afternoon. A nap can offer a multitude of health benefits, increases in cognitive function, memory, alertness, perception levels, stamina, mood, motor skills, creativity, and decreased stress levels, to say the least. And they say that a nap of 20 minutes is more beneficial than sleeping in for 20 minutes in the morning. So the idea, Kurt, is, you know what? Taking a nap is a really good idea. Your whole human existence is programmed to do this. And a nap in the afternoon, you know, 15, 20 minutes is way better than even getting a little bit of extra sleep in the morning. And, you know, Kurt's kind of our resident health expert on the broadcast. Do you want to chime in on this, Kurt?
I thought you were going to say I'm the resident nap expert.
Well, you are, but
you know, because,
naps are just part of health, sir.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm kind of thinking in the future at the NAB, you know, the National Association of Broadcasters, there'll be like these big booths that'll be sponsored by like, you know, Sony and whatever, and they'll have, you know, little places with cots or whatever, and then you'll have like a those little deals so you can put over your eyes, make it nice and quiet, and you can maybe put a little headphones on with some nice soft whatever that you can listen to and get your nap so that you can encourage that, what is it, cognitive function? Is that what you said? You know, and all those different little things since we're programmed for an afternoon nap. You know, I mean, just think of the, it's a whole new industry. You know, I mean, you could have little nap shops along the way where people could pull over. You know, it's not like you have to have a, you know, it's not a hotel or motel. I mean, you gotta, you know, provide. But I mean, you could say USA nap shops.
Yeah, don't be doing
America.
Nap shops.
They could be up and down. That's right. Sorry. Nap shops. And, you know, they could be all across America.
And you know what I thought would do?
America better, right?
Well, you mentioned the NAB. Yeah. I think they ought to just change it to NAP.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
right.
I found that interesting. And speak to the health benefits of this, though, Kurt. I agree with them that there's a lot of health benefits for this. I think the mind and body does need a little bit of rest, does need a little bit of respite, if you will.
Yeah. Well, you know, for example, we've been told, I think, pretty much all our lives that, hey, you need 8 hours of sleep, you know, at night. Have you've heard that quite often?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, you know, you get told that over and over and over. And yet a nap has pretty much been, in our society, only approved if you're, you know, just like you're a little kid, you know. And somehow there's a certain line where you pass that. And then, hey, you know, if you're taking a nap after that, society pretty much frowns on it, says, what, are you a little baby? I mean, are you just a little kid? I mean, you know, grow up. Pretty much. That's, you know, kind of the way we've looked at it. I have, you know, been, you know, as usual, out of the ordinary, you know, abnormal or whatever. You know, in my opinion, let's say it's pretty much similar to these research studies where they say if you have an 8-hour employee and you give them a half hour break somewhere in there during that 8 hours of employment, that you'll get literally more out of them because in the 7.5 hours, they're more effective because they took the break. In my opinion, it's the same thing with your, I guess you could say your awake day. If you've got an 8-hour rest time at night, that means you've got a 16-hour awake time period out of the 24. If you take out of that, you know, somewhere there in the middle, you know, 8 to 10 hour break somewhere in there and do, you know, like a half an hour nap, in my opinion, you'll need less at night, so you may not need to sleep the 8 hours. You do Let's say you just do 7.5 because you did a half hour in during the day. Isn't it the same amount of rest time? And yet, in my opinion, you're much more productive. You're able to deal with it. And I guess this science even shows that, huh, Sam?
Yeah, yes,
they
sir.
They talk about there is also, let's see, what do they say? Neurogenesis, you know, you got working memory, quantification.
Yeah, it gets all
skills,
complicated. But they say there's circadian rhythm reasons for all this. And that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I'm telling you, it's a pretty cool study, pretty neat stuff. And I thought I'd bring it to your attention. And, you know, that way it's easier for you to
normally,
get up and listen
I'm
to Liberty
the one
Roundtable.
That would bring the nap up. Yeah, that's right.
I know, but you were napping on when I was looking up all the stories. Right. You were napping, and I had to happen to get this one first. No, I'm.
Good point.
I'm just teasing it. Anyway, I thought it was a fascinating story, though, and I thought it was worth, you know. Now, you'll also like this story, Kurt.
All right.
This kid's name is Akash Vakoti. I think is how you say his name.
Akash
Vakoti.
All right.
Do you know who this kid is?
Okay. No.
All right. First off, this kid is the youngest contestant at this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee, Kurt.
Oh. I bet this will be a good story.
Well, there's a couple of things you got to know about our buddy Akash. First off, the dude's 6, Kurt.
Yeah. Ooh, 6 years old.
Yeah. And the second thing you got to know about Akash is that Akash, they don't really want to talk about this part, but they must. Akash is not only 6 years old, but Akash is homeschooled, sir.
Yeah, maybe.
Homeschooled 6-year-olds taking on the whole world there, you know. His dad's proud of him, Kurt. His dad's there, too, you know. Maybe dad matters, huh?
Wow. Yeah. You mean family? You know, hanging out with each other?
Homeschooling families, anyway. The homeschooled first grader's only 6. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. It's kind of an FYI. Homeschooling might be the option for you and your family, too. Just saying. Now,
and,
Kurt.
You know, so many people on the homeschooling thing, real quick, Sam, so many people think we're just saying it because then you can just be in, you know, you graduate when you're 10 from, you know, college or something like that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, in my opinion, the main reason is the benefits for the family. And then, since we're always looking for ways to lower taxes, imagine if everybody did it.
Wow, we can lower taxes by
what kind of lower
billions.
Taxes?
Anyway, we'll get back to that in just a second. I got another story that goes along with that quite well. But you know how there's weird kind of phenomena that I bring up about names or terms that just seem to be just weird? I got one of those for you, too, okay? Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. So talking about education for a quick second. We mentioned this six-year-old that's homeschooled that's just tearing it up in the Scripps spelling bee. Well, the next news relating to education is this. Utah now joins 10 states to sue the Obama administration over the transgender bathroom directive. The directive, of course, is not legally binding, Kurt, but schools that do not comply may face lawsuits and be at risk of losing federal funding, says your government. Now, here's the interesting thing that I found about this. Number one, I'm not really for the lawsuits because, again, it almost suggests that the Supremes have all the decision-making power in America. That's ill-advised. The Supreme Court was supposed to be the weakest branch at the federal level anyway. We don't need to go to the Supreme Court to decide everything. What the states need to do is nullify now. If it's not legally binding, the states just need to say, we're not going to go for this, Barack. We're not going to do it. There's no legal mandate to do so. That's right. You can withhold funding if you want to. But you know what? We're going to take you on. Now, I think that they'd be better off nullifying than going to the Supreme Court. Nevertheless, I got to give the states credit. At least they're trying to do something, right? I believe there's a better answer, a better solution, but that's just an opinion. All right. Now, here's the interesting thing to note with regards to the state of Utah, and I submit that your state's probably quite similar. Remember, Kurt said we could save a little bit of money, reduce taxes if we could homeschool, etc. Boy, howdy, are you right, Kurt. Listen to this. Federal funds currently make up 11%, or the equivalent of $482 million of Utah's $4.3 billion education budget. So just the little old state of Utah, with what, 3 million people in it, Kurt, has a $4.3 billion budget for education. Now, I don't know how many kids are in the state of Utah in the education system. We might want to search that and divide by $4.3 billion and see how much money it is per kid. But holy moly, is that number massive. And you said we could save some taxes. And wow, just imagine, even if we were to get rid of that 11% of the budget. Imagine if the governor, even if we didn't want to get rid of government schools at this time. I'm not saying we don't. I do. But I'm just saying the governor could easily come to Utahns and say, listen, we're going to cut the budget by 5%. We're going to raise taxes at the state level by 6%. We're not going to take the government money. Now, I'm not really for raising taxes. I believe there's rainy day funds and many other ways to cover it. I'm just making a point. So don't go off and call me and say we don't want to raise taxes. We don't want to. I know. Okay. Personally, I'd just shut down the government schools. But the point that I'm getting at is there's an easy way to get off this government dole, Kurt, and an easy way then to say, you know what, we're not taking the money. And we're not going to do your bathroom wacko idea, Barack. We're not doing it. The directive is not legally binding, and we're not going to do it, Kurt.
Well, how much more is already sent in from, you know, each state? And let's just take Utah, for example. You know, you've got a lot of different federal, you know, tax things.
And that's why, Kurt, you can't compare how much we send versus what we're getting back on education, because then you got to debate how much we send versus how much you get back on everything.
Right, and that's exactly where it should lead, you know.
Well, of course.
It's just
the problem is when you talk about education, you can, you know, that item, you can start to develop unity. The second you broaden that discussion, though, now you got all kinds of enemies that fall off for all kinds of special interest reasons. So you're right
in the
whole point, but I'm just saying, taking the education slice alone and taking this debate about the bathroom scenario, hey, the directive is not legally binding. We're not doing it. If you try to withhold funds, we're simply going to use this opportunity to get off the dole. Now, your broader discussion has value.
And I would say we're going to withhold funds as well. We're going to, you know, we are here in the state where we collect the gas tax, for example. And a big part of that is federal and some is state. So we're going to go ahead and just withhold our amount that we would normally be sending, just like you guys are withholding your amount that we're supposed to get back. And then we'll just have a Texas standoff right here. Huh?
And in fact, to keep it exactly as you say, Kurt, all I'm trying to do is not broaden the discussion, because then all of a sudden it just gets to be all complicated, right? And then in the minutiae of the confusion, you lose the point oft times. But federal funds currently make up 11%. Okay. That's $482 million. Just say this. We're going to withhold $482 million. And we're going to use that to pay for the amount that you people are abusing us over. And now you don't have your absolute abusive carrot and stick control over us. We're not going to do that anymore. And you're right, Kurt. That's what they need to do. I think the state's prepared to sue because they want the easy way. What they don't want to do is do the hard things, which need to be done. Your solution is the answer, Kurt.
I agree.
All right. Now, I told you that there's a weird thing. You know how there's like weird names, Kurt?
Yep.
Like somebody might be like a mass murderer and their last name is like Slaughter or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, somebody like gets involved in a sex scandal and their last name is like Lover or something weird. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a weird one right now. And I'm trying to research this. Maybe you can shed some light on this for me, Kurt. But as you know, Kenneth Starr was the big guy that did the...
Yeah, he was the star of the show.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, he did the big old impeachment stuff against Bill Clinton, and, you know, he was the investigator and all that stuff, right? So he was the white guy. Whoa, I can't say that. I meant the white hat guy, the good guy.
Yeah.
That was.
But you're supposed to say black hat guy now because that's good, you know.
Anyway, he was the good guy that was supposed to be like getting rid of the sex scandal.
The word white is racist.
You with me, Kurt?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I am.
Well, now there's a headline that says Ken Starr may be already outed at Baylor University. That's the nation's largest Baptist college. Because he struggled to respond to a sexual harassment scandal involving the football team. So what's weird to me is that Ken Starr, is this the same Ken Starr, Kurt?
I think so.
Or is it a different guy?
Well, as far as I can see, I've seen it, a couple of stories about him, but I think that's where they put him out to pasture.
Right.
They
usually
move him to universities, some university.
Yeah, some government entity where the money continues to flow. Sure. Now, here's what I find fascinating, though. So 20 years ago, whatever, he was on the good guy side. Prosecuting sexual misconduct. 20 years later, as Hillary gears up for president, now Starr is getting payback. And it just so happens that the football team decided to go sexually crazy. 20 years later, timing with Hillary Clinton's bid for the presidency, putting Starr under fire now. Is that odd to you, or am I just confused? Did it really work out that way? Is that really just a coincidence that, by golly, it just so happened that Starr got moved to a Baptist, a Christian university. And now it just so happens that he didn't respond properly to the sexual misconduct with the football team. And it just so happened to coincide timing-wise perfectly with Hillary now claiming the, quote, moral high ground. You know what? I was abused by my husband, but I weathered it and came out the great forgiver. Star abused me, but you know what? Well, wow. Poor Ken. Is this really all a coincidence? And did this really just get released? Did this really coincide without any nefarious or timing or manipulative realities? Or am I just reaching here, Kurt?
It just seems weird.
Is it really possible?
Yeah.
That the timing just coincided so perfectly. Yeah. The second we're bringing up Vince Foster and sexual about this, the second Trump starts drilling, by golly, Ken Starr, man, kick that dude out. He's no longer the leader of the Christian Baptist College. By golly, he just didn't respond to the sexual harassment of the football team stuff properly. By golly, Ken. I don't know, man. I'm not trying to say that there's evidence here, but I'm saying it's so strange it caught my eye, to say the least.
Yep. Well, I agree.
All right.
And just
kind of wondering about that kind of stuff. It's just weird.
Baylor University, a private Baptist college, And
at the center of a sex scandal.
There he is.
Don't worry, though. Hillary will forgive Ken, too. She forgave Bill. She'll forgive Ken on her way to the White House. She might even pardon Ken if he gets in too much of trouble. You know, I mean, she's just a good guy. See that? It's amazing. All right. There's a huge battle, Kurt, between two people. I'm going to tell you about it next hour. We'll cover it.
All right.
I won't call it a battle, I guess, but it's a scandal. There's a guy by the name of Brad Thor. Do you know who he is?
Brad Thor. Yeah. There was a movie with a guy named Thor. Is that?
No, this Brad Thor is a fiction writer that appears on the Glenn Beck program.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway.
Oh, and is this the guy that said something about getting rid of Trump?
Yep, we'll talk about
patriot
it.
Or something.
We'll talk about all that, because there's a bunch of headlines that relate to this. And, you know, it's fascinating to me. The people that are Glenn Beck supporters and the people that are, like, Cruz supporters and everything, they just dismiss this stuff like it doesn't matter. I think this stuff does matter. I'm not here to attack Glenn Beck. What I'm here to do is provide maybe a little bit of counseling and guidance and leadership for Glenn on what he might consider doing and consider not doing. Just saying. All right, LibertyRoundTable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, RepublicBroadcasting.com. This nation shall endure.